Please, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读一处经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
路加福音第七章。
Book of Luke, chapter 7.
我们一同从第一节，我们一直读到第三十节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 30.
第一节到第三十节。
Verse 1 to 30.
如果您读中文的话，跟我一起读好。
You can read English or Chinese together.
路加福音第七章第一节，耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话，就进了加百农。有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了，百夫长分闻耶稣的事，就托犹太的人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说，你给他行这事是他所配得的，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说，主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去他就去，对那个说来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见这话，就稀奇他，转身对跟随的众人说，我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。那托来的人回到百夫长家里，看见仆人已经好了。过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。主看见那寡妇，就怜悯他，对他说，不要哭。于是近前按着杠，抬的人就站住了。耶稣说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。那死人就坐起并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他母亲。众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说，有大先知在我们中间兴起来了，又说神眷顾了他的百姓。他这事的分身就传遍了犹太和周围地方。约翰的门徒把这些事都告诉约翰，他便叫了两个门徒来，打发他们到主那里去，说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？那两个人来到耶稣那里，说，是洗约翰打发我们来问你，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？正当那时候，耶稣治好了许多有疾病的，受灾患的，被恶鬼附着的，又开恩叫那些瞎子能看见。耶稣回答说，你们去把所看见所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。约翰所差来的人既走，耶稣就对众人讲论耶稣说，你们从前出去到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫里，你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。 经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的，然而在神国里最小的比他还大。众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废了神的旨意。好，我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's both have word of prayer.
父，我们何等感恩。
Father, how we are grateful.
唯有你是我们的磐石。
You are our only rock.
其他的地位一切都是流沙。
All other are sinking sand.
所以早间求你向我们众人在施恩典。
This morning have mercy on us.
开我们里面的眼睛，主啊，看见神的儿子乃是我们信心的根基。
That is to see that the son of you are the foundation of our faith.
虽然我们算不得什么
，even though we're not worthy.
愿你在我们中间，主啊，成就你自己的大事。
May you accomplish great things.
愿你恩待我们众人。
May you have grace upon us.
这样祷告、感谢、祈求，是靠主耶稣基督的。
In the name of the Lord Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. 就我们刚才读的这一段经文是圣经里头唯一一处记载施洗约翰失败的经历。
The scripture we just read is the only time that I recorded in the Bible that's about the being stumbled of John the Baptist.
圣经不仅记载神儿女这个得胜的经历，也记载神儿女失败的经历。
The Bible not only records the victorious experience of God's people, but also they record the failures.
这是神的智慧。
That is the wisdom of God.
这一方面让我们看见圣经是真实。
At one hand, it led us to see that the Bible is the truth.
因为圣经不是为我们这些人做见证的。
Because the Bible is not testify for us.
是单单为神的儿子做见证的。
It only testify for Son of God.
另外一方面的这些经历呢，也帮助我们这些末世的门徒们。
On the other hand, those experiences will help.The saints like us at the end times.
叫所有爱神的人都可以从这些事情上得益处。
For all the people who love the Lord will benefit from it.
让我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得到盼望。
So that we might find hope because of the encouragement and the steadfast love of the scriptures.
所以只要你爱神，就可以得益处。
If you love the Lord, you will receive the benefit.
这个我们读约翰的这个失败的经历，给我们一点点安慰。
It will be a little comfort for us when we read the failure of John the Baptist.
如果主耶稣说，约翰乃是妇人所生最大的那一个。
If the Lord says John was the greatest among all who were born of women.
如果他会跌倒，那我。我们这些人跌倒，实在是不是一件稀奇的事情。
It is not uncommon if we fall, even when John he fall.
而且呢，我们况且我们进入神的国呢，必须要经历许多的艰难。
And then when we enter the kingdom of God, we will go through a lot of trials.
其实我们都晓得，每一个人，不管你是神的儿女还是外邦人。你都要经历许多的艰难。
We all know, no matter you are children of God or not, we will have difficulties in our lives.
只是多少跟大小不同的。
It's a matter of how much and then how major is major or minor.
就跟传道书里所说的，在日光底下，就是凭人的肉眼来看。
It's like the book of its ethics tells us.In the eyes of people, it's under the sun.
义人和恶人所遭遇的都是一样的。
The same fate comes to everyone, to the righteous and to the wicked.
一个神的儿女，他如果远离罪，他就免去了许多不必要的艰难跟痛苦。
A child of God, if he depart from sins, you will avoid many difficulties and pain.
因着神的保守呢，我们也免去许多的试探，还有脱离许多的凶恶，还有网罗。
Because of the prevention and protection from God, we can be saved from many temptations and snares.
但是呢，与此同时，也因着我们是门徒的缘故。
At the same time, because we're disciples,
他也按着神儿女个人的这个生命的度量呢，这个量给我们，加给我们这些神的儿女呢，只有做门徒的人才有的。
According to our capacity, he will add and allow some trials to children of God.
这些艰难的一部分是从仇敌要拦阻我们亲近神而来的。
Those trials or sufferings will come from the enemy who try to hinders God's purpose from us.
另外一部分是因着要训练和试验他的儿女。
And on another hand, and God arranged all this on the purpose of training and testing His children.
是他精心预备的。
He prepared this on purpose.
神不偏待人。
And then God is just.
公平和公义是他宝座的根基。
There's righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne.
义人和恶人不仅都会经历艰难，而且都会跌倒。
No matter you're righteous or wicked, they all go through difficulties and they will all fall.
但是不同的是呢，恶人被祸患跌倒、倾倒。
The difference is the wicked will be overthrown by calamities.
但是义人虽七次跌倒，仍必兴起。
But for the righteous, even they fall seven times, but they will rise again.
所以圣经记载这些看上去稍微有点负面的事情。
So even Bible will record something negative.
也是为了我们的益处的。
It's for the benefit of us.
是为了教训跟警戒我们这些末世的人。
It's for teaching and warning for people at end times.
是我们能够借着神的圣灵呢，能够从各样跌倒的光景里面重新站起来。
By the Holy Spirit, we can rise up from our failures.
关于施洗约翰，可能许多弟兄姊妹已经很熟悉。
About John the Baptist, I know many of you you know him very well.
刚才我们这段经文我们也读到，他是先知以赛亚所预言的那一位。
We just read he is the one which his prophet Isaiah has prophesied.
在旷野中有人喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
And he is the voice one crying out in wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
他是至高者所差遣。行在基督前面的。
He was sent by the Most High to come before Messiah.
他是为基督预备道路。
He has prepared the path for Messiah.
照着主耶稣对约翰的评价呢，他就是那先知所说的以利亚。
About what the Lord saying about John the Baptist, that he is the one. Elijah.
而且凡妇人所生的没有一个大过他的。
No one is greater than him among the people who were born from women.
虽然施洗约翰他不是那光。
Even though he is not that light.
但他的的确确是为光做了美好的见证。
But he had the testimony. He testified for that light.
所以约翰出生长大以后，他就生活在旷野。
After he grew up, he lived in the wilderness.
他穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
He wore clothes of camel hair with leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and honey.
他在旷野里面传这个悔改的福音，劝以色列百姓的心转向主。
He preached gospel of repentance. He He asked the children of God to return their heart back to God.
而且给他施浸。
And then he baptized them.
这个细软的衣服跟穿华丽衣服宴乐度日，从来不是施洗约翰心中所向往或者所追求。
It is not John's heart desire to wear soft robes or the fun clothes and live in luxury.
而且他也从来没有怕过任何人。
He never feared anyone.
甚至希律王他也不怕。
Even King Herod.
他被关在这个希律王的监狱里，正是因为他指出希律王他娶他兄弟的太太是不对的。
The reason he was in prison because he pointed that Herod was unlawful to marry his brother's wife.
甚至他的这个希律王所娶的这个妻子叫希罗底，心中怀恨他。
So the Herod's wife Herodias, she hated him.
而且要杀他。
And she wanted to kill John.
虽然在希律的监牢里，这个施洗约翰失去他肉身的自由。
Even though John the Baptist lost his freedom in prison,
但他在各样的这些艰难的环境，他都没有跌倒。
But he didn't fall in all that circumstances.
而且他在人的称赞面前也没有跌倒。
He didn't fall before the praises of people.
如果你读其他的地方，我们今天没有时间读，谈到这个施洗约翰的时候。当主耶稣还没有出来传道的时候呢，就有许多人追随他。
If you read the Bible, you know before the Lord come here to preach gospel, and there's already many people follow John.
但是，施洗约翰还是诚诚实实的为见证。
But he truly testified for the Lord.
人家问他你是不是基督
？And people ask, are you the Messiah?
他就明明的告诉人说我不是基督。
And he told people, I'm not the Messiah.
我是用水施洗。
I baptize people by water.
但有一位虽然在我以后来的，将来要在我以前。
But the one who's come after me will be before me.
我就是给他解鞋带，也是不配的。
I'm not worthy to even carry his sandals.
他本就在我以先，而且是用灵跟火，圣灵跟火来给你们施浸。
He was before me, and he will baptize you by the Holy Spirit and fire, by the power and fire.
当他看见主耶稣的时候，他就跟门徒讲：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
When he saw the Lord, Lord Yeshua, he told his disciples, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
当他给主耶稣施浸之后，主耶稣从水里起来的时候
，After he baptized the Lord, and then when the Lord came out from the water,
他还是在那里见证说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
He still testified for, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他说：“我曾看见圣灵。”仿佛鸽子从天降下。
I see the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove.
住在他的身上，就证明他是神的儿子。
And remain on him that proves that he is the Son of God.
所以约翰的门徒就说，虽然施洗约翰没有行过一件神迹。
So the disciples of Baptist John says even John never performed a sign.
但是他指着主耶稣所说的一切话都是。都成就。
And what he said about the Lord are all true.
都是真的。
They are all true.
所以这个施洗约翰不仅没有在艰难的环境里面跌倒，也没有在人的称赞面前跌倒。
Even though John the Baptist didn't fall in the hardships, in persecutions, and he also didn't fall when before people's praises.
后来这个信主耶稣的人就越来越多了，因为主耶稣出来服侍。
Then many people followed Yeshua.
甚至连约翰自己的门徒也跑去跟从主耶稣了。
Even though John's disciples went followed the Lord Yeshua.
所以他有一个门徒就跑来跟施洗约翰说。
So one of his disciples and came to him.
拉比说你原先在约旦河那里施浸的那与你同在的那一位。
Rabbi, the one who were with you.
就是你所见证的那一位，现在施浸，众人都跑到他那去了。
It's the one who you testified. Now he's baptizing, and all are gone to him.
但是施洗约翰也没有因此跌倒。
And then John the Baptist, he didn't fall this time.
仍然在那里为主耶稣做见证。
He still testified for the Lord Yeshua.
他说：“若不是从天上赐的。” 人就不能得着。
He said, if it's not from the from giving from heaven, then we will receive nothing.
娶新妇的是新郎，我不过是新郎的朋友。
The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. I am a friend of the bridegroom.
虽然好像被摆在一边。
Even though he is stand aside.
但是听见新郎的声音呢，我就欢喜。
But I will rejoice when I hear the voice of the bridegroom.
而且呢，喜乐满足。
And then my joy has been fulfilled.
他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He said, He must increase, and then I must decrease.
所以施洗约翰呢，不仅在人追捧的时候，他没有跌倒。
So John the Baptist, he didn't stumble when people praise him.
在人都开始离开他的时候，他仍然不跌倒。
He didn't stumble when people depart from him.
但现在问题就在，那为什么施洗约翰在我们刚才读的这段经文里头，他跌倒了？
The question is why he fell on the occasion that we just read.
当然，我们今天不是为了揣测施洗约翰为什么跌倒。
Of course, we're not to guess what the reason why he fell.
不是出于好奇。
It is not from curiosity.
更不是出于论断。
It is not from to judge.
说实在的，我们也不可能确定施洗约翰他跌倒的原因。
Actually, we're not know exactly the reason he was stumbled.
我们只是盼望有这样的交通呢，我们能够借着这个他的经历呢，能够让我们里头有一点光。
I just hope through this fellowship, through his experience, we will have some enlightenment.
虽然义人跟恶人都会跌倒。
Even though we all will be stumbled, either for righteous or the wicked.
但是呢，义人跌倒跟恶人跌倒有一个很大的区别。
But there's a big difference.
经上说，义人虽然跌倒了，但他却有光。
And the Bible tells us, even though the righteous will fall, but there is a light.
而且越照越明，直到日。
And this light will shine brighter and brighter until the full day.
但是恶人呢，却不知道因何跌倒。
But the wicked didn't know why they fall.
盼望我们今天能够借着约翰的这些经历，能够帮我们回想，我们有没有跌倒，从哪里跌倒。
Hopefully, about this sharing, so it will let us to think: Did we fall, or where and how we fall?
让我们能够回转。
So that we can repent.
我们靠着主的恩典，能够重新站起来。
By the grace of the Lord, we will rise up again.
路加福音第七章一开始讲了两件主耶稣。
Chapter 7, the book of Luke, in the beginning, it is recorded two signs.
一件是主耶稣医好一个百夫长所宝贵的这个仆人。
One is the Lord Yeshua, he healed a sanctuary's precious servant.
另外一件呢是主耶稣在这个拿因的一个寡妇，他的儿子让他从死里复活。
Another one is he raised up the widow's son at Nain.
所以众人都因主耶稣所行的神迹呢，就惊奇，归荣耀于神。
And then everybody were amazed by the sign, and they gave glory to God.
说有大先知在我们中间。
They say there was a great prophet has risen among us.
神眷顾了他的百姓。
And God has looked favorably on his people.
所以的这个分身就传遍了犹大地。
So the word was spread throughout the whole Judea.
所以约翰的门徒呢，他们当然听见。
Of course, the disciples of John, they have heard it.
他们就把这个主耶稣所行的这些神迹，就在不仅这两件了，第七章这里只有两，都告诉给施洗约翰。
And actually, the Lord performed many signs, so they reported all to John.
那时候，约翰已经被希律王下到监狱。
At that time, John was already in prison by King Herod.
约翰听了以后，就叫他的门徒来，你去问主耶稣。
And then after John heard about, then he sent his disciples to go to Yeshua and then ask him.
说那将要来的是你吗？还是我要等候别人呢？
Are the one who is coming, or are we waiting for another?
我想从约翰他问的这个问题来看，我们不难能够看出他这时候跌倒。
And then from this question, and then we can tell that he started doubt.
他心中对主耶稣起了一点疑惑。
He started doubt.
那首先我们要问，这个施洗约翰是不是因为怀疑基督的能力呢？
We have to ask, is John the Baptist doubt about the power of Yeshua?
但对我们来说，我们很多的时候在难处里跌倒，都是因为怀疑神的这个能力。
For us, many times when we fall is because we doubt about God's power.
常常让我们灰心的是，我们觉得我们目前的情形，神都帮不了。
And sometimes when we are weak, we think, ah, my situation, even God can help.
我们不相信红海能够分开的。
We don't believe that the Red Sea will go dry.
我们不相信神在近光的高处可以开江河，在沙漠里能够开道路。
We don't believe that the Lord will make a way on the heights and the river in the wilderness.
我们不相信磐石里能够出水。
We don't believe that the water will come out of the rocks.
在旷野里头，怎么能够找到肉喂饱几百万人的以色列百姓？
How can you find meat to feed several millions of people in the wilderness?
我们不相信一个过了八十的人，在神的手中还有什么用？
We don't believe that people who's after 80s, he can be used by God.
我们不相信一个快要一百岁的人还能生出孩子。
We don't believe there is a person is almost 100 years old can reproduce.
每年到我们中间的学生是寥寥无几。
There is only a few students come among us every year.
愿意跟我们一起查经的呢，少之又少。
Only a few is willing to come to Bible study with us.
这样的情形是还能复兴我们吗？
And then can God revive us like this?
弟兄姊妹们，在神岂有难成的事？
Brothers and sisters, is there anything that's impossible in God?
没有一件事是我们的神不可能成就的。
Nothing is impossible.
没有一个难处是我们的神没有能力拯救的。
Nothing difficulties that our God can save us.
我想施洗约翰在听了主耶稣所神的神迹呢，他打发人去问主耶稣。
I think when John the Baptist went after he heard about all the signs that the Yeshua performed, he sent his disciple to ask the Lord.
问你是不是我们所等的基督呢？
Are you the one we're waiting for?
他一定是相信这个主耶稣他可以行神迹。
He must believe that Lord Yeshua can perform miracle.
既然他能够相信主耶稣能够使死人从死里复活。
Since he believed that the Lord can raise the dead.
当然也相信主耶稣救他出希律的监狱不是一件难的事。
And of course he will believe that the Lord will save him from the prison.
所以约翰在这里应该不是怀疑主耶稣的能力。
So John the Baptist, he is not doubt about the power of Yeshua.
不是怀疑主耶稣能不能把他从这个希律王的这个监狱里面给他带出来。
He's not doubting about the Lord will get him out of the jail.
那约翰如果不是因为神的能力跌倒，那是不是因为他怀疑主耶稣不肯救他呢？
If he is not doubt about Yeshua's power, isn't he doubt is the Lord willing to save him?
对我们来讲，我们常常是因着怀疑神的能力，也常常怀疑神的爱的。
For us, we often doubt about God's power and His love.
很多的时候，我们感觉不到神在乎我们所处的环境。
Many times, we don't feel that the Lord cares our circumstances.
觉得神根本不晓得我们所处的痛苦。
We don't feel that He knows my pain.
特别是当身边的弟兄姊妹来安慰我们的时候。
Especially when someone tries to come to comfort you.
出于人的话越多呢？我们就越觉得 这个安慰的人根本就不体会我里头的感受。
The more the people try to comfort you, the more you think this person will, he doesn't know anything about my feelings.
甚至还觉得这个安慰的人根本就不在乎我的感受。
Even though I will say this person don't, even doesn't care how I feel.
不仅不能体会，还不能够体谅。
Not only they don't care, they don't understand.
弟兄姊妹们，即便人会这样，我们神却不是这样。
But our sisters, even man is like this, but our God is not like that.
虽然主耶稣没有救施洗约翰出这个西律的牢房。
Even though the Lord Yeshua didn't get John out of the prison.
甚至都没有去监狱去探访过。
He even didn't go to the prison to visit him.
这个约翰到这个时候，可能他里面的感觉就觉得，好像主耶稣把他忘掉了一样。
John maybe think the Lord is forget about him already.
你我是不是有的时候在神面前的祷告也像诗篇里的祷告一样？
Do you and I have the same prayer like in song?
说主啊，你忘记我们要到几时了？
And I will say, How long, O Yehovah, will you forget me forever?
但是神有没有忘记约翰呢？
But did God forget John?
在马太福音第四章十二节，他说：“耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。”
In Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 12, and here it says, "Now when Yeshua heard about John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee."
十四章十三节，约翰听见约翰耶稣听见约翰被杀，就上船从那里独自退到野地里去。
Chapter 14, verse 13, it says, when Yeshua heard about this, he withdrew from there in a boat to the desert place by himself.
而且也他也劝他跟他的门徒一起暗暗的到旷野里去歇一歇。
And then he also asked his disciples to a deserted place, and then take a rest for a while.
因为他晓得我们的灵呢，只有与天父相交的时候，我们才能得到点安慰。
Because he know when our spirit has fellowship with heaven, with a heavenly Father, and our heart will be comforted a little bit.
而且呢，主耶稣他自己，他因着约翰的缘故呢，他也要跟父相交，才可以给他心里有点安慰。
For John's case, and then and the Lord, he has to have fellowship with the heavenly Father, and then he can be comforted.
对马太福音十七章十二节，主耶稣指着施洗约翰说。
In Matthew chapter 17, verse 12, about John, the Lord says.
说以利亚已经来了，人却不认识他。
I tell you that Elijah has already come, but people did not recognize him.
竟任意待他，人子也将要这样受他们的害。
But they did this to him whatever they pleased, so also the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见吗？我们神的眼目离开过约翰吗？
So now you see, is our God, his eyes departed from John?
他没有离开过约翰，也没有离开我们。
He did not depart from John and he did not forsake us.
不仅我们外面的情形他晓得，里面的情形他一样晓得。
Not only he knows us outwardly, but he knows us within our hearts.
而且清楚得很。
And he knows very clearly.
我们没有一个软弱是主耶稣不晓得。
There is no one weakness that the Lord Yeshua did not know.
也没有一个软弱是主耶稣不能体恤。
And there is not even one weakness that our Lord Yeshua cannot sympathize us.
而且正是因为他知道神儿女有血肉之体，他才照样亲自成了血肉之体。
Just because he knew the children of God has flesh and blood, so that he take the form of flesh and blood.
他特要借着败坏掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Through death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, which is the devil.
虽然约翰没有亲眼看见主耶稣，因他难过。
Even though John the Baptist didn't see in person that the Lord had sorrow about him.
你和我也没有亲眼看见我们的，主耶稣在父神面前为我们代祷。
You and I, we don't see that the Lord intercedes before God for us.
但这都是事实。
But those are the facts.
虽然你跟我在环境里头呢，很多的时候感觉不到主耶稣爱我。
Even though you and I, when we are in trials, we don't feel that the Lord is with us.
更不晓得呢，他向我们的爱是如何的迫切。
And we even don't know then how much He loves us.
但这不等于说神的爱和我们隔绝。
This is not that His love is departed from us.
第三个常常让我们跌倒的原因呢？
The third reason that we often be stumbled
就是律法的思想。
is the lawful thoughts.
这律法的思想其实是不管我们承认不承认，律法的思想在我们里面是根深蒂固的。
No matter we agree or not, these lawful thoughts are deeply rooted in our hearts.
从亚当来的生命呢，不认识神的恩典跟主耶稣的怜悯。
The life from Adam, we don't know the grace and the mercy from God.
这律法的思想让人以为呢，神救一个人是根据他配不配。
The lawful thoughts and led us to think if God saved a person or not, is that calling to this person is worthy or not?
行为够不够好？
Do you have a good deeds or not?
好像主耶稣使人被掳的得释放是根据他的义。
It seems like the Lord Yeshua saved someone from the captivity is about the righteous deeds.
好像神不叫我们从这个受压的环境里面得自由呢，是觉得我们这个人不配。
If we don't think we are set free from our oppression, it's because we're not worthy.
不过我们心里一想到，我们虽然不如那个百夫长配。
Oh, even though we think we are not good as the sanctuary,
他给神建造会堂。
He built up synagogue for God.
但我总比那拿因的妇人要好一点。
But I think I'm a little better than the widow at Nain.
为什么神不救我？
Why God didn't save me?
是不是我得罪了神？
Did I sin against him?
神要惩罚我。
So God will punish me?
一想到这里，我们就跌倒。
When we think of this, and then we will fall.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣使你我得释放是照着我们的行为吗？
When the Lord Yeshua set us free, is it a calling to our deeds?
神让恩典临到我们众人完全是出天父的旨意。
God's grace come upon us is totally from His grace.
他爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It is from His will.For God loved the world, and He gave His Son, His Son, and so that whoever believes in Him may not perish but have eternal life.
你跟我没有一个人配得神的恩典。
None of us deserve the grace of God.
配得神的救恩。
And deserve the salvation from God.
因为经上说没有义人。
Because the Bible tells us there's not even one is righteous.
Yeah, 连一个都没有。
Not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神。
There is not even one have understanding, and there is no one to seek God.
都是偏移正入，一同变为无有。
We're all go astray. We're all totally become worthless.
没有行善的，连一个都没有。
No one knows and shows kindness. Not even one.
尽管是这样，神定义将他的儿子，就是他怀中的独生子，来拯救我们。
Even though we are like this, but God predestined His only begotten Son come here to save us.
凡有血气的，没有一个配得神的救恩。
Everyone who is flesh and blood, no one is deserved for the salvation.
但是这个救恩是为所有的人预备的。
But this salvation is prepared for everybody.
只要你相信，就可以得到，而且白白的存义。
If you believe, you will receive it freely.
为什么？
Why?
这是根据神的旨意。
Because it is the purpose of God.
同样，我们在肉身蒙神的拯救。
And same way, we will be saved through our flesh and blood.
在我们经历里头，都各不相同。
And we have different experiences.
有的人的病他治，有的人的病没治。
Someone are healed, some are not.
这还是根据神的旨意。
It is still according to the will of God.
不过难处就在这里，很多的时候神的旨意跟非同我们的旨意。
Yeah, the difficulty is, the problem is, sometimes God's will is different than ours.
他的道路并非我们的道路。
His way is not like ours.
当神的旨意跟我们相悖的时候。
When God's will is different than ours.
当基督的道路不是我们所喜欢的道路的。
When the way of the Messiah is the one we like.
这又成了我们一个最大的跌倒的原因。
That's another reason that makes us be stumbled.
所以约翰那个时候呢，这个以色列人是被罗马人控制的。
At the time of John the Baptist, they were captured, by the Romans.
这是在外面。
That's the outward circumstances.
在里面呢，以色列民的属灵光景也是非常黑暗的。
Inwardly, their spiritual conditions are very dark.
可以说神的儿女在当时的见证基本上就失落
了。As we will say, God's testimony are lost.
所以有许多像拿但业、像彼得这样的真以色列人。
So many, many people like the true Israelites like Nathaniel and Peter.
他们心中所盼望的就是以色列被复兴。
What their hope is that God will revive Israel.
百姓的心能够转向神。
And then God, and the people's heart will turn back to God.
外面呢也可以脱离罗马这个政府的控制。
Outwardly, they will be set free from the govern of the Romans.
岂不是也像我们今天一样，我们盼望 Dumble 的地方被主复兴吗
？Isn't like just us? We hope that the place Dumble will be revived by God.
直到主耶稣要这个上十字架的时候，门徒都以为说主耶稣要复兴以色列国。
Until before the Lord went to the cross, all his disciples and they think the Lord will restore the kingdom of Israel.
甚至在主耶稣要得荣耀升天的时候，这门徒还在问主耶稣。
Even though when the Lord is already received the glory and then about to ascend, his disciples still ask him.
主啊，你复兴以色列国是在现在吗
？Is the Lord is the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?
不仅主耶稣的门徒是这样盼望的
，Not only his disciples has such hope，
施洗约翰也同样是这样盼望。
John the Baptist has the same hope。
所以施洗约翰就问主耶稣说：“那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢
？”So John the Baptist asked, "Are you the one we are waiting? Are you are coming, or we are waiting for another?"
我想约翰在这里所等候的乃是复兴，神复兴地上的以色列国。
I think what John is waiting is that God will restore the kingdom of Israel on earth.
他所等的乃是复兴以色列国的基督。
What he's waiting for is the Messiah will restore the kingdom on earth.
而主耶稣却是被钉十字架的耶稣。
But the Lord Yeshua is the Messiah who will be crucified on the cross.
我们很多的时候，我们说我们等候神。
Many times we say we're waiting for God.
其实我们是等候神来改变我们的环境。
Actually, we're waiting for God come here to change our circumstances.
而并非等候圣灵来能够指示我们当如何行。
We're not actually waiting for the Holy Spirit come guide us to tell us what we should do.
让我们晓得在当前这个环境我们怎样为钉十字架的耶稣做见证。
And then so let us to know currently how can we testify for the Lord who was crucified on the cross for us.
因为主耶稣的国不是属乎这世界。
Because his kingdom is not from the world.
因为他跟比拉多说我的国若属这世界天父必使他臣仆征战。
Because he told Pilate, if my kingdom is from this world, and then his messenger, his follower will come here fight to keep it.
他也不至于会被交给犹太人。
So he would not be handed over to Jews.
主耶稣他要得着的是属灵的以色列国。
What the Lord Yeshua will receive is the spiritual kingdom of Israel.
是看不见的吗
？It is unseen.
而我们其实很多的时候呢，是要地上的国。
Many times we want the kingdom on earth.
能够看见的国。
The kingdom that we can see.
所以门徒都不愿意主耶稣，都不愿意接受钉十字架的基督的。
So the disciples is hard to accept that the Lord will be crucified.
所以门主跟门徒讲，我要受许多的苦，而且被杀。
When the Lord told the disciples, I must go under great suffering and then be killed.
彼得就劝主说，主啊，千万不可这样。
Peter rebuked the Lord and said, this must not happen to you.
所以彼得是这样的，施洗约翰也是这样。
Peter thought so, and so did John the Baptist.
你我常常也是这样。
And so do you and I.
所以主耶稣心中所关心的是
What the Lord Yeshua cares about is
他里头是否完全顺服天父的旨意。
Is he completely obey the will of God?
人里头的光景是如何？
And then how about our inner situation?
而我们所更关心的是外面的情形怎样？
What we care about is our situation outwardly.
事情有没有成就？
Is things getting done?
神所要见证的是，所神所要的见证是。
The testimony that God wants.
我们不仅在吩咐的时候知道为主做见证。
吩咐。
Not
only we testify the Lord when we are in abundance.
在卑贱的时候呢，我们也晓得怎样好好为主做见证。
And we need to testify our Lord when we are in the low positions.
外面情形好的时候，我们要好好追求主。
When our surroundings are good, we need testify. We need to testify for the Lord.
And serve
Him.
而外面环境不好的时候，我们仍然要起来学习怎样追求主、服侍主。
When we have bad days, we still need to rise up and learn how to serve Him.
而不是停留在灰心冷淡的光景里头。
But now stay in coldness and then stay back.
弟兄姊妹，我们要抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to resist the skin from the devil.
因为仇敌的诡计是让我们这个与属血气的征战。
Because the skin of the enemy, it will try to make us to think that we're fighting against the flesh and blood.
它让我们注重这个外面的复兴呢，而不注重里面的复兴。
He wants us to care about the revival outwardly, not inwardly.
虽然神是喜悦这个以色列民外面的复兴，甚至局部的复兴，或者是暂时的复兴。
Even partially or temporarily or some of the revival that pleases God.
就是在约西亚年间、西西家年间都是这样。
It's like the days of Josiah and Hezekiah.
但是里面的复兴呢，却是所有这些复兴的根基。
But the inward revival is the foundation of all the outward revelations.
只有里面的复兴呢，能够存到永远。
And only the inwardly revival can last forever.
在我们中间前面这些弟兄们，岂不是这样吗？
Are those the brothers and then before us?
像魏弟兄、巴萨弟兄。
Like brother Wei and brother Basa.
他们都已经睡了。
They have passed.
我们甚至不明白为什么主把巴萨弟兄带走。
We even didn't understand why the Lord took brother Basa.
但是他们里头的神儿子的灵到如今还是在里面激励我们众人，不是吗？
But the spirit in them and still encourages, isn't it?
我们主耶稣在十字架上也是做美好的见证。
Our Lord on the cross, he has testified.
他是肉身虽然被挂在木头上，
Even his body was hanged on the cross.
但是父神使他升高，
But God the Father have lifted him up.
使徒保罗也是一样的。
And then so did Apostle Paul.
虽然他的肉身可以被困在罗马的监牢里。
Even he can be prisoned in Rome.
但他的道却不被捆绑。
But his preach, his minister will not be bound.
你我都是属天的以色列人。
We are the true Israelites in heaven.
我们岂不应当也见证说？我们四维虽然受被困，心里却不作难吗？
Shouldn't we testify that even we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed?
我们要见证的，无论什么境况，神的旨意都可以在我们里面通行。
We can testify no matter what circumstances and God's way will not be hindered.
我们什么时候与基督的患难、国度和忍耐有份？
Whenever we share about the Messiah's in persecution and the patience and endurance,
神的旨意呢，就什么时候在我们里面通行。
And the gospel will be carried out.
也到现在为止，我们已经交通了许多跌倒的原因。
Now we already mentioned many reasons to be stumbled.
但这都还是人的分析。
But this is still the analyze from man.
我们不仅不能确定，还是不能确定约翰真正跌倒的原因。
We still don't know the exactly reason why John the Baptist fell this time.
即便是我们自己跌倒的原因呢，也只有圣灵能够在我们里面光照我们。
Even the reason why we fall, only the Holy Spirit can enlighten us.
盼望神把跌倒的那原因告诉我们。
We hope the Lord will tell us the reason why we fall.
因为这个实在是太重要了。
Because it is very important.
上个主日，我们弟兄交通说，耶路撒冷城墙被毁。
Last Sunday, our brother mentioned the wall at the Jerusalem was destroyed.
我们只有看见我们失落了，我们才有可能恢复。
We only want to be restored when we lost things, when we lost.
人也只有晓得自己跌倒了，才有可能重新站起来。
And only when we fall, then we want to rise up again.
所以主如果能够光照我们在哪里跌倒，其实我们离站起来不远了。
If the Lord enlightens us why and where we fall, and that is we're not far from to get up and then to walk again.
至少一半。
At least halfway.
为什么呢
？Why?
就我们主耶这个约翰他因主跌倒是不错的。
It is true that John the Baptist will fall because of the Lord.
但主耶稣并没有责备他。
But the Lord didn't rebuke him.
而是勉励约翰说，那不因我跌倒的就有福。
But he encouraged, say, blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me.
所以我们接下来简单的看看主耶稣是怎样让勉励彼得从跌倒的光景里面站起来。
Now let's simply to see and then how the Lord will encourage us to get up and rise.
所以主耶稣在回复这个约旦的这个问题的时候，就吩咐约翰的门徒。
And then when the Lord answered John's question, he told his disciples, "Go tell John."
他说：“你们把所看见、所听见的告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走。”长大麻风得洁净。
And it's a go and tell John about what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised.
聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
The deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them.
我不知道你读到这里的时候，觉不觉得稀奇？
I don't know if you are amazed when you read this.
好像主耶稣啥也没说。
It seems the Lord says nothing.
主耶稣并没有直接回答约翰所问的问题。
He didn't answer the question.
也没有解释说为什么没有救他。
He didn't explain why he didn't go save John.
而是把约翰他已经知道的事情又找让他再告诉他。
He's led his disciples to repeat the things he already knew.
你有没有想过为什么
？Did you think why？
我想我们的主乃是提醒约翰把眼目呢重新再回到主耶稣身上。
I think the Lord wants to remind John you need focus your eyes on the Lord Himself。
你我信心的磐石是基督。
The foundation of our faith is Messiah。
不是我们的经历。
It is not our experiences。
不是我们的环境。
It is not our circumstances.
基督的所事跟他所为是我们唯一可以依靠。
What Messiah is and what Messiah have done, that's what we rely on.
如果我们没有看见他的荣耀跟美德，
If we didn't see his glory and beauty，
如果这个美德跟这个荣耀不在我们里面吸引我们的话，我们迟早要跌倒。
If this glory and beauty doesn't draw us near to him， we will fall sooner or later。
我们只有看见我们的主是他所走的路是完全顺服父神的路。
We have to see the way he walks is to totally submit himself to the will of the heavenly Father。
是舍弃他自己的路。
Is to deny himself。
我们才有可能把我们的自己的观念、看法跟意念呢都放下。
Then we are able to put aside our own opinions, ideas, and wills。
而且呢，我们担当见证基督的。
And then we want to only testify for Messiah。
唯有他是我们的主。
And he is our only Lord。
当然，我们这习惯凭眼见的人，学习凭信心，不看自己的经历跟环境，不是一件容易的事情。
It is not easy for us to learn, to walk by faith, not by sight, because we are easily, our habit is to walk by sight。
所以呢，你读马太福音第十一章，在记载的同样一件事情的时候，主耶稣多说了一句话。
When you read the book of Matthew, one of the Matthew will record the same thing the Lord has the saying.
说天国是努力的人进入的，努力的人就得到。
The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violence take it by force.
这里的努力跟暴力呢，就是让我们竭力注目在基督身上，专心仰赖耶和华。
Here is take it by force is led us to to fix our eyes upon the Messiah, and then we have to trust in Yehovah.
我们只有靠着主，依赖他的大能大力呢，我们才可能做刚强的人。
Only we trust in the Lord and then rely on His mighty power, then we can be strong.
神有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Yehovah is merciful and gracious and show slow to anger and abundance and in steadfast love.
我们的神就是爱，你从耶稣在拿因的妇人身上所做的，我们就知道。
Our God is love. From what He have done to the widow at Nain, you will know.
他是满了怜悯，热于施恩。
He is full of mercy and grace.
我们根本都找不到，这个主耶稣怜悯这个寡妇的这个原因来。
We couldn't find a reason and why he has the empathy on this widow.
这个百夫长还把信心还显出来了。
And for the century, you can see his faith.
这个寡妇都没求。
The widow even didn't ask.
神就怜悯她。
And then God has mercy on him, on her.
所以这让我们看到，我们神是巴不得怜悯我们。
And then now we see how eager our Lord and try to show His mercy.
恨不得早早向我们施恩。
And He's eager to show us His grace.
不过因着天父在我们个人身上有他的旨意。
But because of the Heavenly Father has His will on us individually.
他才为我们这些选民呢忍耐多时。
That's why he has to endure for his people for a long time.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神实在是有智慧的农夫。
And the brothers and sisters, our heavenly Father, he is a wise farmer.
他是在我们这块田里忍耐等候田中宝贵的出产。
And he is waiting for long in the field like us to wait for the harvest.
另外一个从跌倒里面站出来的秘诀。
Another secret that we can rise up from stumble.
就是在信心里的赞美。
That is to praise in faith.
我们不是敷衍的赞美。
It is not you just praise in vain.
也不是例行公事。
All is not you think is my responsibility.
乃是神的儿女的在信心里面赞美我们的神的时候，神的宝座就建立在我们中间。
It is God's throne will be established among us when we praise Him.
神的儿女在信心里面赞美神的时候，仇敌就闭口不言，甚至的落荒而逃。
When God's children praise in faith, the enemy becomes silent and flees.
神的儿女从在信心里头的赞美，能够撼动阴间的权柄。
The praises in faith can shake the power of Hades.
虽然我们可能没有办法经历外面的锁链脱落。
Even though we don't have the experiences outwardly that our chains fall out.
像这个使徒行传里头，这个使徒保罗跟希拉在这个罗马的监狱里。
Like what Paul and Silas experienced in the prison in Rome.
当他们在这个午夜的时候摸到圣灵的感动。
During the midnight when the Holy Spirit touched them.
起来赞美我们的神的时候。
When they praise God.
唱诗赞美神。
When they sing hymns and praise God,
圣经是这样记的，他说突然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都动摇，都摇动了。
The Bible recorded suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundation of the prison were shaken.
不仅身上的锁链都脱落，监狱的门又都开了。
Not only their chains were be fall out, and also the doors of the prison were opened.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然我们可能不能够经历外面的锁链脱落
，Brothers sisters, probably we don't experience this chain fall out outwardly.
但是我们什么时候摸到圣灵在我们里头的感动
？But whenever we can touch the Holy Spirit's move,
为神量给我们当下的环境感谢神的时候
，we will thank the Lord for tailor made such circumstance for us.
我们身上的锁链呢，也要脱落。
The chain who tied us will be fall out.
我们主耶稣在在这个马太福音也同样是这样见证的。
In book of Matthew, the Lord has 见证。
testified,
yeah.
他说：“父啊，天地的主，孩子感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。”
And then he said, "Oh yes, Father, for such was your gracious will."
这是我们主耶稣的榜样。
That is the example that the Lord has set for us.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
保守我们。
And keep us.
让我们不因主而跌倒，这人是有福的。
Then let us be blessed, then because we take no offense at the Lord.
愿所有已经跌倒的，可以因着神的恩典，重新的站起来。
May the one who already fall and by the grace of God can rise up again.
时间就到这里。